one up, one up. You already know what you're listening to. You listen to the Midnight Hour 215, right here from Philadelphia, PA. You already know it's your boy High.
Hey Philly, it's Phoebe and Pamela Yee, and you are tuned into the Midnight Hour 215. Let's go.
Oh, they my baby mama. I know I cheated on my baby mama. Even beat up on my baby mama. For all them hoes, I fucked a lot about them. She say if you and you, then they wouldn't be around.
On my fucking three, nigga. I tell her not through the phone. That hang up that bitch like it's nothing.
I
look at that shit like it's nothing. She know that I'm lying, I'm like, fuck it. She sending pics on my phone. Like, oh, this that hoe, you be fucking. I tell her, go no, I was. I can't stand a little miss ass cuz.
Sometimes,
yeah, I wanna get rid of you.
For real.
I know you gon' keep doing shit, that's what them niggas do.
Oh, nah.
She say, I love your bitch ass when I look at
you.
It's beautiful. I know I cheated on my baby mama.
My baby mama.
Even beat up on my baby mama.
Beat up on my baby mama.
For all them hoes, I fucked and lied about them.
Lied about
them. She say, if you wasn't you, then they wouldn't be around
you.
I fucked a lot of hoes on my baby mama. She put me out, fucked up my clothes, and it's my baby mama. Girl, you know I love you, I'm just being honest.
I'm honest.
She say I love your ass too, but look, you need to stop. What? My baby mama.
Yeah, that's my baby daddy. Do it all to make him happy. I was there when it happened. Had the mother hoes was happy. Oh, you don't know me now. I used to hold you down. Make you pull up, babe, what's happening? Come in and put it down. That's my baby daddy. Yeah. Who you hold on, ask me. Yeah, you did me bad. And after that, come sex me. No, please don't text me. Fucking with your exes. Love it when you next to me. Plus the post so messy. If you count all your dough, I want you on the road. Me and your baby bitch, you FaceTime through the phone, kiss you. Know you fuck you with hoes, as long as you coming home. And if I see them hoes, we'll go toe to toe for my mom.
I know I cheated on my baby mama.
My baby mama.
Even beat up on my baby mama.
Beat up on my baby mama.
For all them hoes, I fucked and lied about them.
Lied about them.
She say if you wasn't you, then they wouldn't be around you. I fucked a lot of hoes on my baby mama.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She put me out, fucked up my clothes, and it's my baby mama.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Girl, you know I love you, I'm just being honest.
I'm honest.
She say I love your ass too, but look, you need to stop. What? My baby mama.
Say my 3-4, I'm sick of you.
She can't stand me, she can't stand me.
Sometimes, yeah, I wanna get rid of you.
For real.
I know you gon' keep doing shit, that's what them niggas do.
Oh, nah.
She say I love your bitch ass when I look at
you. Too.
It's beautiful.
What up, what up? We are back once again, and guess what? Pamela G is back in the building. Pamela G, let them know who that song was by.
So first of all, I'm here. Hello, we're back. But that was Mo featuring Juicy Fruit called Baby Mama, okay? Mo Baby Mama featuring Juicy Fruit. So y'all need to go ahead. It's on YouTube. It's out here. If you like that, go check him out, okay? Yes, check him out. But I really wanted to get into something really quickly. I was scrolling through my Instagram, and y'all know I like to keep updated on health and tips of beauty and things like that. And it caught my attention. It was a post from NBC 10 News. Stating that Philadelphia's HIV rates are rising. And it's not funny, but I just immediately started to think about how in the down south, like down in Atlanta and those parts of D.C., how the HIV rate used to be high. So I guess with that being said, we need to keep it safe, okay, because that means people are not protecting themselves. And with that being said, let me read this
excerpt. Use condoms.
Yes, use condoms, motherfuckers. Use condoms. Thank you, guys. That's what I really meant to say. simply, basically, is use condoms. Because what that means, if motherfuckers is migrating, I mean, up here, the disease, the AIDS, the virus is just, it's moving too, okay?
Hold on. Tell them something else. I'm trying to find this.
All right, so basically, what I want to say is, for the people that's not out here using rubbers, condoms, prophylactics, whatever you want to call it, man, be out here, man, be on your shit. Like, be on your, you want to be safe. You always complaining you got a baby mama. One way you won't have a baby mama if she got the insert and you got a condom. Be extra protective of yourself. You know. Oh, yeah, and I got a new album coming out soon. Don't forget it. It's VSIV2. Voices speak some volumes. You know me. I got to promote myself. And make sure y'all catch me at any pop-up, laugh house, stand-up comedy place. You already know, man. I do more than one thing.
All right. So I found the literature from Channel 10 about the new high HIV rate here in Philadelphia. So it says, HIV rate rising in Philadelphia, experts say. The number of people infected with HIV in Philadelphia is 5 times the national average, according to health experts. Local doctors and officials say they're trying to help those who are infected. They are also working on preventing the disease and educating at-risk people. And that there was published this year, February 7th. So, like we just stated, just wrap up, guys. Be protected. I know it feels so good. And if you're trying to have kids, of course. But, you know, just be safe. You never know. And that's the thing. And that's probably why the rate is rising so high, because people have become less, I don't even want to say aware. I just, you know, less care or, you know, less care. It says that people want to educate more people at risk. We're all at fucking risk. I don't, you know. But, yes, we should be educating each other about HIV. And if this is in fact true, that the rate has gone up 5 times higher this year, then just be safe, Philly, because that means it's out here. That means 1 out of 5 people probably is infected. So, yeah, be safe.
All right, on that note, let's kick it off with the next song of the day. Let's go.
Psychopath, let's take a trip. Tension thick, let me cut that bitch with my knife then. Mask down for no reason. Mask down at your door like a big treat. And you need Jesus. At least believe him when you're fucking bleeding. Take what's hoping you can take the chunk of Jesus. I hope your deathbed is posthumous. I hope you like bread. It's on your cheese and t-shirt. Hope you see me first when you're sleeping, dreaming. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck up a woodchuck could chuck wood? I leave a slut tied up in number some chucks in the middle of the woods. To the bed of my truck with a head on my hood. Like an ornament to head to the hood. Show that bitch off just like a trophy. Killer pussy. Just like Zoe. That's just a...
All right, I hope y'all like that joint right there, the horror. Who was that? Who was that, Haas?
That was actually by, you know, the boys in Corfu, M Down, you know. So,
shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to them. You know, those the boys. That's like fam to me already. You know, we spent plenty of times on the road. So, let's talk about this 21 Savage bullshit debacle. So, Pamela G, I heard you got some 21 Savage shit to talk about.
Yeah, because you saw when I came in here, I brought it up real quick because I thought I didn't have all my facts straight. So when I saw that he was deported, first of all, where did he go? Where was he deported back to? First of all, what happened, okay?
I thought he was from London. They probably saying he's from somewhere else. I don't know where the fuck 21 Savage is from, but nigga, you only got deported because your visa expired. Dude, you telling me out of everybody in your camp, they ain't know your visa expired, bro? Tell me. Cops was fucking with you for months. You ain't know your visa was expired, my nigga. They fuck with you like 100 times.
Yes.
100 times, my nigga.
And you know what? Today is the Grammys. And you know what they done did? So he's deported. He's not here. But you know what? They gonna say his mama and them can't come to the Grammys. They ain't give him no tickets. I think that's messed up, okay? Now, he's deported because he's deported, okay? He's deported because he didn't keep up with his payment of for his visa or whatever it is that you do when you are illegal or whatever. And he got M's in his bank account, so I don't understand how you're walking around here when you have an expired visa. I don't get that. That's so irresponsible. Like, how do you forget that you have a piece of documentation to where it is you can be here 1 minute and then the next minute you can easily not be? So don't be irresponsible, okay? That's the message. If you have some paperwork that you need to take care of, should have deadlines, or you can be deported back to square one, like 21.
So Savage, you better get on your shit. I'm just saying. But Pamela G, before we get out of here, before we get out of here and cut to some new music, and you know, I take over. Tell these people what you have been up to, because I told them you've been out here doing shows, you've been meeting mayors, and yeah.
So I want everybody to just stay tuned. Stay tuned to the Midnight Hour 215. We have so much going on for ourselves and for this podcast. But I'm going to have a few records tonight. Haas is going to upload, and he's going to give y'all a bunch of music for this podcast, for this episode. But I think tonight I'm going to let everyone listen to Mother Earth, which is a record produced by Flawless Tracks out of ATL. So just give me your feedback on that. I want to see how people feel. That thing, that video is coming out soon. The mayor, Kenny, we met with him on Friday. He was down at the Frankfurt Transportation Center just talking about a lot of current events, like the minimum wage going up to $15, which I thought was cool because it's been $7.25 forever. So if we can get that going, you know, I think that's amazing. But I kind of want to do a little bit more work in the city. I got a few records coming out, and they will be here first, okay? So just stay tuned to that. I love y'all, Philly. I love y'all.
So on that note, I'm going to hit y'all with another song. And don't worry, we're going to see, do some listeners have anything to say? And see if y'all got some topics to talk about.
Well, you can say 2.5. But this that get back gang shit.
I'm gonna actually gotta get done tonight,
yeah.
Tonight,
no. No
bullshit.
For real. Now who tryna fuck around? Fuck with us and get fucked around. Headshots if you duck them down. Then we shoot at the fucking ground. She supposed to be killing shit. What the targets and the witnesses. We don't believe in no half done. So if we start something, then we finish it. If it's beef, then we gotta cook it. Killing niggas a hobby.
It is.
I got shorties as lawyer. Them boy catching bodies for me. See niggas be flogging like they want some problems, but that ain't no problem. My niggas ain't starving. Them niggas is monsters. With the glitz they marching, you acting retarded. This bitch is sparking. Ain't talking revolver, spot them, I got a problem, I solve it. I take them out like the garbage. See, they catching bodies for me. They catching bodies for me. They catching bodies for me. Do not get body for me. Bitch, all I know is the hard way. The action we partake. We're pretending like Allstate. We got chopper like Harley. Might shoot up the party. Then we chillin' in hallways. Hit a nigga in the back of his head. Leave his dreads like a bald face. Shots fired, niggas panicking. Bodies dropping, niggas scrambling. Leave him stiff like a mannequin. No need for an ambulance. Free Zoo Boy, we all gorillas. We be shooting at all the killers. And my killers, we all familiar. You can kid if you not familiar. Out the way when we come through. Still in the way, then we slump through. Hockey sticks in a drum stool. Chop a sound like a drum stool. All I know is murder niggas. We be courage, nigga. You get the streets in your ass, get left on that curb, nigga.
Fuck you, though,
see,
bitch.
Niggas be flogging like they want some problems. But that ain't no problem. My niggas, they starving. Them niggas is monsters. With the glitches, they marching. You acting retarded.
For real.
Them niggas will get
sparking.
Ain't talking revolvers. For real. I got them. I got a problem, I solve it. I take them out like the garbage. See, they catching bodies for me.
They is.
They catching bodies for me.
They is.
They catching bodies for me.
My shorty.
They catching bodies for me.
My kid.
Do not get body for me. Me. Do not get body for
please.
Me.
For real.
Me. Do not get body for me.
Please.
Because they catching bodies for me.
They is. Do or die, nigga. Who gon' ride, nigga? Tell the truth, don't lie, nigga. From beside at your side, nigga. Reading you them lies, nigga. You better lie, nigga. Cause if they trick, you gon' die, nigga.
No, man, it's your boy Highs, man. Once again, I am back here to talk about anything and everything that comes to your mind, any and everything. I messed up the first time, but anything that come to your mind, I'm here to give advice. I'm here to just talk to people, just let the shit grind and make it do what it do, because that's what we do here, man. We just do it for the love and the strength of hip-hop, R&B, underground hip-hop and R&B, man, because it's a big life that you're living. But yeah, like I said, let me read some of the comments that we had got through Facebook and Instagram. Shauna P said, what do you do when you like a guy but you don't know how to tell him? One, I ain't gonna like no men, but if you like him, you know, do he like you back? Do he give you, you know, the things, not give you, but do he talk to you about certain things, you know? Do he tell you on a day-to-day basis? Now, if he talk to you about other women, 5 out of 10, he just, you know, he think of you as a friend. But if you want to be more than a friend, then you just got to, you know, stay true, you know, give them little hints. But hints go for you, too, because at the end of the day, things show you that he might be a fuckboy at the end of the day. You don't want a fuckboy in your life. If you do and you just want a fuckbuddy, then you just want a fuckbuddy. But that's how it go. Kevin Sean said, man, the music y'all play on here is so fucking awesome. I never heard it before, and it's cool. Thank you, Kevin. King James, number one fan. 2002. He said, this podcast is for all the people that just love to do podcasting and don't give a fuck what they talk about. One, my nigga, I just want to let you know, Kevin James 2000 or whatever. Yeah, like, man, we do this for the love of it, man. We do this just because it's fun to do. It's very, you know, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, and we just have fun while we doing it, and we just do it just because it's fun to do, and we got, like, supporters, you know? But like I said, if you want advice or you need advice, hit us up on Facebook and Instagram, hashtag TMH215, or hashtag The Midnight Hour 215, or hit us up on our Instagram or on our Facebook. Facebook, The Midnight Hour. Instagram, The Midnight Hour 215. Look for the picture of me, Pamela G, on the new Midnight Hour 215 Instagram. Like I told y'all, the old one got hacked. So if you just see me up there, no. Look for the new one. They got me and Pamela G up there. But like I said, you need advice. And I'm live right now. So if the people on my live want advice or they just got topics for us to talk about, man, hop in the box. Hit me with a request. And we're going to see what you got to say if you got something really you want to talk about. But on that note, let me hit y'all with another song. You know, pretty soon I'm about to play, you know, my co-host Pamela G's song called Mother Earth. But before we get into that, I want to talk about one of these topics that the people from one of my lives asked me. Said, well, I'm gonna let you know who she is. Money and Love asked, Do you think a man can be faithful to a woman? Is there faithful men out there? Yes, it is, but you gotta understand, man, love really don't give a fuck about nobody, you know? And it come with faithfulness. You know, I always say love is a four-letter word like fucking shit. It don't care about nobody but itself. Love and life had a baby called lust. Could you see through the lust to get to the life that you want for the love that you want? I say that all the time. It's a little tongue twister. But you got to understand, there are faithful men out there like me. I'm one of those faithful dudes. I might seem like a player. I might come off like a player. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm faithful. You know, it depends on the girl that's with me. You know, and to be faithful to a woman, you absolutely, when I mean absolutely, absolutely got to be attracted physically and mentally. For all the people out there that go for the mental, the physical attraction, not the mental, because it ain't that a lot of people out there doing that. But for y'all that's going out there for that physical attraction is something very, very hard to realize. You don't need a lot of physical attraction. You just need that mental attraction, because you're mentally attracted to somebody. You physically attracted to somebody, you know. Because they can get you in the mind, they can get you in the heart. It only takes but 2 seconds for somebody to do that. You know, it only takes 2 seconds for someone to be like, you know what, I love this person just because they mentally got me. And that mental attraction will also bring out the physical attraction. So yes, there are men faithful out there. Just find a man out there that's attracted to you mentally and physically. You see how I put that mental first? Because there's a lot of y'all women acting like y'all not smart, want to be turned up and ratchet, but then soon a dude or somebody call you dumb, you want to prove how smart you is. Why can't you prove how smart you is or show how smart you is every day? Just want to say that. But like I said, that's one of our topics, and I'm going to hit y'all with one of the old topics. If you stuck on the island, I'm not going to go for 12 years, but if you stuck on the island for 3 years, what three things would you take on this island? What three mixtapes or albums would you take on this island? Or who would you want to be trapped on that island with? That's a lot to think about. What three albums or mixtapes would you take? That's a lot. You know, you can even do like the little mix songs that you used to have on a CD. Or what person would you want to be trapped on the island with? It might be other people on this island, but it might not be people that you like. So what person would you want to be trapped on the island with? I know y'all lovey-dovey people, or some of y'all ladies like, my homegirl, or my bae. Nah, what person? Like, what person other than your significant other or your best friend would you think you want to be trapped on the island with? You can't say your kids. You can't. Don't say your kids. You can't say your kids. No. You're going to get sick of them. You're going to get sick of them. You're going to throw them in the ocean and say, forget it. Don't say your kids. Even though you're going to miss them, but y'all parents are some of y'all parents the one that leave y'all kids. Oh, I'm going over my boyfriend's house. I'm going to do what I want. Like, no. This is your time for 3 years. You. Just you. What three things would you take on this island? You stuck there for 12 years. What? You know, I know a lot of y'all going to say, my weed, my drink. That's cool. You do what you want. But if you're stuck on the island for 3 years, I keep on saying 12, I say it so much, but if you're stuck on the island for 3 years, what would you take? Who would you take? What three albums would you take? Mixtapes or albums?
Inside of late night, started hanging with the members, then you blew a few pipes, and you gon' do the dash if you see them blue lights. A lot of people dying, and it's a chance that you might. You got God on your side, but it's hard to do right. Don't pay them haters no mind, you could be what you like. Trying to lead us in the past, grinding for a new life. Hard-headed, I grew up resilient. It wasn't no hero, so we looked up to the villains. For generations, just my side of town been drilled. We've been at war ever since the red buildings. It's hard to make peace once blood gets a spilling. Hey, Lewinsky gets a shoe like he filming.
Yeah, my friends died too, I know that feeling. I'm popping ecstasy to help me with the healing. Leia and lil' baby, my other siblings. I really love them, so I treat them like my children. Leilani told me stack them bears to the ceiling. I switch my swag up, can't you tell the difference? I'm finna feed the whole gang with these millions. I'm finna buy my whole hood with these millions. Girl, if I give you my time, that's a privilege. But I can only give my heart to the realest. Yeah, I know, oh, you be posted up from Sunday to Saturday night. Started hanging with the members, then you blew a few fights. And you gon' do the dash if you see them blue lights. A lot of people down and it's a chance that you might. You got God on your side, but it's hard to do right. Don't pay them haters no man, you can be what you like. Tryna lead us in the past, running for a new life. Lately I've been feeling like fuck the streets, this shit is scam. These days if it ain't about money I don't give a damn. I'm just gonna get rich and fucking classic hoes on Instagram. Still with the gang though, one false move them killers blam. Still on that same block for those who said they look for me. I ain't sacrificed the shit I lost, it was took for me. Almost went insane, went insane, went insane. From all this pain, all this pain, all this pain. All that pain and the passion that made it happen. Shout out to the ones who doubted me, they keep me laughing. Sipping on this cold and got me relaxing. She said she like I be swaggin', she love my fashion. BBS my diamonds, my jewelry flashing. Just so hard I'm making puddles with my Gucci splashing. Fresh to death like my closet in the casket. Fresh to death like my closet in the casket. Yeah, I know. Oh, you be posted up from Sunday to Saturday night. Started hanging with the members, then you blew a few pipes. And you gon' do the dash if you see them blue lights. A lot of people down and it's a chance that you might. You got God on your side, but it's hard to do right. Don't pay them haters no man, you can be what you like. Trying to lead us in the past, running for a new life. Hey, running for a new life. Grinding for a new life. Grinding for a new life.
Like I said, what up, what up, what up, man? That was Polo G, Finger Thing. So here at the Midnight Hour 215, man, we always make it do what it do just for you and the crew, just so y'all can get down, make it happen, and always do the best thing that you can do, which is hip-hop, underground music. It's always fun, always that laid-back thing.
Take it all.
Ties, man. That was Pamela G, my co-host. That song was called Mother Earth. So we always got that music that make it do what it do. So I'm going to hit you with another one. Let's go.
I know these niggas never been 100, they let that fame torture. Did all that preaching about being solid, then you change, nigga. I'm from that 1300 block, I'm still the same, nigga. They know how I bleed, sweat this shit up in my veins, nigga. I look my brother in his eyes, I seen the pain in him. Boy, I won't play, I go to war about my gang members. I was in the trenches sliding with them grave diggers. Chopper showers, he gon' fall once that rain hit him. Addicted to this ecstasy, I like how it feel. It's like I've been popping X ever since I tried to peel. Shit got me through some hard times, I lost my mind for real. A lot of shit happened way too fast, I ain't had time to heal. It was gon' make it on that court, but he died in the field. I was still hanging in the hood before I signed the deal. Posted on my Jake's right past, I had my knife concealed. I don't do no talking, they just spark shit when it's time to drill. Let's think so reckless, he ride fast when he behind the wheel. My shorties, I keep betting blocks, they gon' slide with the steel. We lost some soldiers in that war, so they been trying to kill. I be solo with my ice on, I been trying to chill. I know niggas never been 100, they let that fame switch em. Did all that preaching about being solid, then you change, nigga. I'm from that 1300 block, I'm still the same, nigga. They know how I bleed, sweat this shit up in my veins, nigga. I look my brother in his eyes, I seen the pain in him. Boy, I won't play, I go to war about my gang members. I was in the trenches sliding with them grave diggers. Chopper showers, he gon' fall once that rain hit him. Ain't no playing both sides over here. Please make your mind up and choose. Bitches chillin' and then they sneak this and I think they sorta confused. Please stop running your mouth cause I bust go missing and niggas get put on the news. You going through it, you losing it, huh? My shorty's eager to tighten your screws. Them blinkers go off like alarms, but you ain't waking up if you snooze. Niggas be clowns, putting on shows for the media. I don't be shit but a muse. I won't forget about that little shit you said. We gon' get you in front of your mood. My shooters some hell raises. Come through clapping broad, they don't give a fuck about the rules. I played the block, went on them drugs by my lonely. I had to for all up in school. Fighting anxiety, so I kept spending my last on all of the drugs I abused. Down on my ass, they ain't give a fuck about me. I felt like I ain't had nothing to lose. Now I'm on my back, just trying to run up these millies, cause I ain't got I know these niggas never been 100, they let that fame switch them. Did all that preaching about being solid, then you change, nigga. I'm from that 1300 block, I'm still the same, nigga. They know how I bleed, sweat this shit up in my veins, nigga. I look my brother in his eyes, I seen the pain in him. Boy, I won't play, I go to war about my gang members. I was in the trenches sliding with them grave diggers. Chopper showers, he gon' fall once that rain hit him.
Yo, what up, what up, what up? You already know, man. It's your boy, Haz. I'm back once again. And to tell you, man, if you got that music, you got that hit that you think that's a hit, if you got that song that you just want people to hear, send that joint into the Midnight Hour 215 on our Instagram and on our Facebook. And don't worry, Pamela G going to be here again tomorrow. You already know, she the co-host, but sometimes we out moving and grooving it and making it do what it do. So, see y'all next episode, and we dropping that. Hope all y'all had a good Valentine's Day. Don't forget Mother's Day coming up, and when Father's Day come up, for all my fellas out there that's a father like myself, yo, get y'all gifts. Mother's Day, they get all the gifts. Children, y'all get all the gifts all the time. Don't forget about the fathers, the real fathers that's out there taking care of y'all. Show your father some love. Don't give him no tools. That's if he don't want them. But make sure y'all don't forget about the fathers. Because the fathers out there, they make sure they do what they do. And they make sure they love y'all. They instill the things in life on y'all that y'all need. To the real fathers. And to the real mothers. But other than that, man, y'all have a good day. Get it like a rock star. And live your best life. And don't forget to send in that music to our Instagram and our Facebook.